First day feedback.
A date.
It's a date.
First impressions count, that's what they say, and it is kind of true. And we said if anyone is getting first dates, but maybe they're not getting a follow-up and they just go, hey, what's wrong with me? Because sometimes it can feel like that when you just, you know, you feel like you've had a good connection and then you never get a call back. So we said if anyone would like honest first date feedback, we'll set you up with a professional. Go on a date and you can get it. Now, we've got 28-year-old Jordan who works in civil construction. What's some of the comments that you get? Do you get like you're a nice guy or maybe I'm not ready to settle down? Like what's been some of the feedback that you've been?
That's the feedback I get. You okay. Hit the nail on the head, yeah.
I just say because that's a standard thing girls say.
It's well, awful, that's, isn't it? Yeah. It is, yeah. Very standard.
Yeah.
That's similar to the when you go for a job interview and they say, I'll call you. Don't call us, I'll call you. That's just the...
Or you're overqualified for the position.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes when you just meet someone face-to-face, you realise whether you have that connection or not. And it's really hard to just go, hey, you know what? Nice banter online, but now I've met you face-to-face, I just don't have that connection. And then people want to know, like, what is it? So I think that's when people sort of start making stuff up.
Yeah.
Well, is that what you do, girl? Is that what you girls do, Abby? Hey?
I don't know. A treat. No, but you know, I don't think anyone wants to hurt anyone. That's if I'm being honest. I don't think anyone wants to hurt anyone. And if you've been in a long-term relationship, which I believe you have.
Yes, yep.
So the dating world is kind of new to you.
Very new, but I seem to hit more dead ends than my Uber on a Saturday night.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So how many dates have you been on in the last few months?
I've been on two in the last 4 or 5 months, but yeah, just hitting dead ends.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Not really working. Yeah, Next thing's married at first sight. I'm going to have to make the call. Really get the expert.
Please don't.
You seem too nice.
You
got to
judge me now, maybe.
No, I was saying, I'm with Sam. You seem too nice to go on that show.
So we've got some honest feedback here. We sent you out with McKeely, and you knew going out there it was just going to be a date to test you and find out, you know, maybe some areas that you can work on. And there'll be stuff in here that you don't even realise that you do that may come across as a bit rude.
Yep.
So we've got a couple we want to get started with here, and this is to do from her, this is to do with the restaurant at which you go to. Now, I know we set this date up, but I believe this is a great pointer from her here.
Research the restaurant. If you're not in control... make sure you know your surroundings and what you're walking into so you're not blindsided. Because if you're blindsided, you're on the back foot and it's hard to come back from.
Yeah, it's getting punched in the face. You've got to get back up and go again.
I think she was saying that it's such a nice restaurant as well. And you've got to dress, I guess, you rocked up in a T-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's saying if it's a nice restaurant, maybe dress up a little bit more. And I guess you had never looked it up online, had you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just rolling in, got punches.
Will girls also be impressed if the guy sits down and goes, oh, I've looked at the menu, I think this would be great? Like, is that...
I don't know about the menu. I think I can understand that you go, and I would only say it from this point of view, a girl will dress to match the restaurant. So she doesn't want to be embarrassed by dressing up too much or dressing under too much. Does that make any sense? So it's not as much that we care about you guys wearing T-shirts. It all just reflects on us, if we're being selfish, that we don't want to look like we're some sort of dressed up.
And you're sitting with the Darrow.
Yeah, well, not Darrow, but we just go, we look like we're too tarted up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you look... Yeah. You look out of place.
I was going to go in my work clothes, so we're
very happy. Just step up. Yeah, well done. Yeah. Maybe looked at the menu and went, okay, we need to go.
Yeah.
Are we going to both pull up our sleeves and wash the dishes or what's going on?
Here's some more feedback from her, and it's got to do with your mobile phone.
He is your quintessential country bloke. Down to earth, really great to chat to. He's a top bloke. With that, like, he's just lost in the city. Like, for example, his phone's on loud. I can literally hear the Snapchat notifications going off. But if someone has dressed up, washed her hair, shaved her legs, driven, found somewhere to park at this super fancy restaurant that she normally doesn't eat at, and you're sitting there and I can hear your phone going off with text messages or Snapchat of all things, turn it off.
Who was Snapchatting you during the date?
Well, there's a few going on, seeing where I was and what I was doing, but yeah, I'll very take
that's
that into
a valid
consideration.
Point, though, right?
Yeah.
And that's
valid.
Easy to change.
Of course.
Yeah.
But the phone's nearly like a lifeline, we'll have to let her know.
Turn it on silent, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, cause
I
totally
agree.
Yeah, at that point, you're just going, oh my God, it's like going out to a movie and some old man has their phone, you know, in there and can't hear it. So
I did that once.
Yeah, I know, that's what I meant. I thought I could cover stone.
But also, that's obvious that you've got friends texting, going, "How
hey,
is it?
How's
what
the
does
date
she
going?
Look like?"
Especially on Snapchat, you're like, oh, "Okay, this is you're sharing the date before we've even finished it." That's what I would.
Oh
think.
Yeah, no, but it was my Snapchat goes off all day every day. But
So just turn it on silent before a date. Easy fix.
Yeah, we got that sorted.
And to be fair, when she walked away, the guys who were listening in on the date did hear you Snapchatting when she was away from the table.
Well, so she's away from the table, people. I think that's fine.
Yeah, caught. I said there was cameras.
So maybe just keep the Snapchatting to
after. A minimum.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
I got Mandy. That's a valid point. We'll keep that in mind.
I like
pointed
how you're
out.
Taking the feedback. This
yes.
is good.
It's very good. Jordan is in with us this morning. We're doing first date feedback. We have something to play you that you said at the end of the date. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you can remember it, but we've been told no guy should ever say this to a girl at the end of a date.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, now some of her other feedback was around the jokes that you made throughout the date.
He makes great jokes, but you can have too much of a good thing.
I'll give you a couple of points for that, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thank you. Are you surprised?
I'll give you 10 points on that
one. Yeah, thank you. Ditto.
No, it's all fun and games. This has been taken out off the wing.
Yeah.
Right in front of the bench.
So you've got more sayings, I reckon, than the honey badger, right?
Oh, well, I'll try. Hey, look, I've got a head for radio, so I've got to be funny somehow, you know?
I reckon they're funny. But if I'm being honest, I reckon it gets to a certain point where it looks like you're deflecting too much.
Yep.
You know, you use comedy all the time and they're like little one-off jokes, but it's hard to have a true conversation with you.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Have you ever been told that?
No, that's why I've come to the experts. Okay. Yeah. You guys are nailing it.
Because you're such a nice guy, but sometimes I feel like when you get nervous, you make jokes.
I was going to say, that is a tough one because you are nervous on a first date. And that would be my first go-to as well.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Yeah. And you use it to sort of deflect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can take the limelight off us, then we're all right. But
But people want to go on a first date and actually get to know you, not one-liners.
Righto. Well, next time I'll take a book, notepad. Abby said.
That's not a bad idea. Now you're doing it again.
Not a bad idea to write down some go-to questions well, because McKillie did make a point about when there was a bit of a lull in conversation. She felt like she was asking you a lot of questions and she wanted to get to, she wanted you to kind of take over and get to know her a bit more. Classic Brisbane one.
So is there anything you'd like to ask me?
I did have a couple of questions, but
I've
got a memory blank here at the minute. You really put me under pressure.
That's all right.
What school did you go to?
Tanbury Mountain College.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It was.
Public or private?
Private.
Private.
She didn't know where to go.
Are you cringing hearing that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
I was lost.
Yeah, you're lost.
Then maybe it is true what Maddie says, is that you probably do need a few questions that you can ask when you get really nervous.
Yeah. Something to go back to.
Yeah.
Like a backboard, backstop.
Because no matter what anyone does, going on a first date, it shouldn't be the case, but it is. It's like a job interview, really, isn't
it?
It is nothing worse than a job interview.
Yeah, it's true.
If you don't get the job, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We always got Australia to hold us up.
Very, very good point. What are the kinds of things, though, that a woman wants to be asked? Like, while we're here getting it straight up, like, where do women want guys to explore about their personality?
I think it's pretty easy where you use it as a guide of what they've asked you.
All right.
So if they're kind of like, you go, you know, they've asked you, like, where did you grow up and where is your family still there? Ask it in reverse. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a lot of opportunities that are right there and you kind of just ignore them.
Yeah.
Well, and I do think it's a really good rule if someone's asking you, like, if they're getting to three questions, don't let them keep going ask. That's an opportunity for you to go and ask a question.
So that's
how the conversation keeps going. Mm. And ask questions that you're generally interested in, because I don't know if you really cared what the school was like.
Oh, I absolutely did care what the school was like. Education's good, Abby.
Okay, all right. Good point.
Okay, now the last bit of feedback, and we've got Jordan in this morning. This one, I can get where you were going. I think you were just nervous.
I feel like you use comedy all the time, we've realised.
That's just me, yes.
Yeah.
At work, the boys, I just walk around all day, life's great in the sunshine state. Look, you're mad.
And I'll be honest, I haven't really ever dated. I met my wife when I was 18, and I always think there must be that nervous point at the end of the night where you wonder if you're meant to kiss them or not.
Mm.
Correct, Maddie, yes.
So do you find that really hard to end a date?
Well, you don't know where to go. Might be left out on the lurch, I don't know.
Yeah,
I always say don't feel pressure, don't try.
Don't try. Yeah,
but
then,
what if they want you to?
Well, then you'd be very obvious.
how obvious?
Yeah.
Like...
Well, I reckon if someone's really lingering and they're saying, like, should we catch up again, then they want to.
That's but
if
they, but
I think if you can see if their toes are pointed towards the exit sign and they're ready to sort of leave and they walk off quickly, that's not an opportunity to go in. Mm. You know, and there's nothing wrong with saying, I find this so awkward. I'd love to kiss you. Is that, let all the awkwardness out and actually state it.
Okay.
It's always up to a guy to be able to have to, you know, we're leaving. I think in both situations, you can both control it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is her feedback about the ending of the date.
The goodbye was weird, mostly because, like, we've been chatting for an hour. Like, at the very least, we're going to be friends. Although, funny, that is probably not a great way to end a date. The goodbye is just as important as the hello.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
We've got the audio to play you.
This would have been funny if my friend told me that this happened on a date with her, but not if it was actually you.
It was a lovely, lovely little date here.
Well, I'm really glad.
I'll see you for Netflix and chills next week, honey.
What? You can't say that.
That's the sense of humour we got, Abby.
Yeah, that was nerves. Yeah. That was nerves.
It's nerves, and I understand it's funny, but he would go, I would go, oh my God, does he really think that? Do you know?
Yeah. You said to put it out there, though. You did say that.
Yeah.
You Listen, you told me to be myself, Abby, and put it out there.
Okay, maybe just a little bit less of yourself.
If it works.
Honestly, you're a lovely guy, and I know that's a worse thing to do, but I just think at this point you're using comedy to really push people away.
Yeah.
And I think that it might be great on the work site, but I think you need to just have genuine conversations with girls to invite them into your world.
Great feedback, but yeah, we'll take it on board.
Good on you.
Hey?
Did you just say but?
But?
No but.
If I don't go no good next week with anyone, I'm ringing up and blaming Abby. She said this.
Hey, mate, lovely to meet you. Good luck out there on the dating scene.
Thanks, guys. Right. Much appreciated.
So we're joined in the studio by Molly, who's 37. I was like, you're such a beautiful girl. Realise you work in the beauty industry?
Yeah, I am a nurse and I work in cosmetic injectables.
Right. Yes. You've just made a friend.
Good. Excellent.
No, you're gorgeous. But how long have you been single for?
I've been single now for about 6 months. So getting back out into the dating world, being 37, it's definitely very different. Mm. So having this opportunity to get feedback is, awesome. So
how long was your relationship previously? Was it a long-term?
Yeah, we were together for about 3 years and we were engaged. Mm. So, it was pretty serious. And, unfortunately, we just broke up. So, here we are,
so you're
single
really
again.
Back into it. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed any of it? Like going back on dates? No.
Not yet.
Okay.
I think it's still, I've only just dipped my toes in. So,
And are you finding now too, as like you were engaged, you're finding now most of the pool is like second time around they've been engaged or been married?
Definitely.
Or...
Given, being 37, people have either, been engaged, married. Mm. So, it is very different now, I think, for me.
We've got some great feedback. We sent you off on a date with a guy named Chris.
Yes.
He's got four pieces.
Okay.
That stand out. Now, remember with this is not having a go at you. This is just,
of course.
This is just your back out there after a long-term relationship.
You wanted feedback, so we're
totally
going to give it to you.
Because
he thought you were absolutely amazing and it was an
good.
Awesome date.
I thought he was amazing too. And we had a really good time.
Okay. So
you say that now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Here was the first thing that stood out. And I think you'll probably recognise that this is something that comes up a lot when you go out on dates.
The exes could be intimidating knowing that they're still in her life, and that's not a lack of trust situation, but just knowing that these guys are still on the scene and still have an active part in her life. Personally, that's not a problem for me, but I can certainly see that it would be potentially alarming or threatening for someone else, knowing that there are a couple of exes still on the scene. I think it's quite a mature approach she has to it, but I can certainly see it could be a turnoff or a red flag to others.
Yeah, I totally agree. All of my exes, I guess, in some way are somewhat in my life, but definitely no guy that I date needs to be threatened by that at all. But I can totally understand where, he's coming from there, for sure.
Because it's interesting, isn't it? Because you're showing that you are, like you said, quite mature and you're okay with it.
Mm.
But even for him to notice it, it's still been a little bit like,
Like, I think when any guy on a first date hears you say, my ex.
Competition.
Is that how you guys would feel?
Yeah, right. Competition. Is it what? Is it the same guy you were engaged to? You still friends with him?
Yes.
Oh, nah, that'd kill me.
That'd kill you?
Kill me.
And that's being honest.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say we're friends. I would just say we're on speaking level.
Right.
I don't think mention it for a few dates. Unless someone's asked, I think, unless you're trying to have that conversation, but I just guess for maybe less detail.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
We've got the audio here of you talking about your exes, so maybe that will change. let's see how you approach the subject.
My ex, where I'm friendly and on speaking terms, is, no issues like that or anything. My ex, his wife is coming into my clinic this afternoon, so she's one of my regular patients. Just because you're ex, you don't have to, not speak or anything like that.
You're hanging out with the ex's wife?
Well, no, she goes in for a client. And I think I know exactly what you're doing, is that you are so mature that you can go a lot of friends with them, but I just guess for people like Maddie, might be a little bit like, ugh.
Well, look, it probably says more about people like me and our insecurities than it says about you.
When you inject the X, is it just like water?
Yeah, I'm like, you can just have some you can have some salty water in that.
All right, stand by. We've got the lovely Molly in. We're doing first date feedback. Some more to come up next. I reckon there's something that you did that is mainly, do you reckon it was nerves driven?
Oh, I would say definitely. I probably had verbal diarrhea. Yeah.
But I think on a first date, it could end up in real tragedy if you continue with this.
Okay.
Now, these are just the things he's noticed. Sure. I mean, at the end of this too, you might be like, that's just my game. That's just what I'm going to say.
Yeah, maybe.
We've got more feedback. His first round, he said a little bit too much X chat and XX chat. XXX chat. Here's what he also said.
Very forward with the adding on Instagram straight away at the table. That sort of did put me on the spot and did catch me off guard. I mean, I was certainly glad to add her on Instagram, but I could certainly see if there was someone who wasn't potentially enjoying the date, that could actually be a bit uncomfortable, a bit awkward.
To be fair, we were actually talking about my dog.
Right.
And he asked, am I one of those people that has a dog Instagram? And yes, I do. And then, just to be nice, I'm like, oh, are you on Instagram too? And I'm like, let's be friends.
Let's have a listen out when.
What's your Instagram? I'll follow you now while I've got my phone. Otherwise, I'll forget. Oh, you're private too. Bloody hell. I'm going to have to request you.
Dead. I think there was some strategic editing in that.
Now you sound like you're on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But you could understand, I guess, for him, he was like, I want to be Facebook friends, like Instagram friends with us, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But for other people, they might go, oh, wait a minute.
Hence why he's private, because he doesn't want to be friends with everyone.
And not just that, sometimes I kind of go, look, we all stalk everyone's before you go on a date.
Of course.
If they are private and then you see all those photos, there might be a bit too much information that you're not willing to share yet.
Yep, I totally get it. Tick on that one as well. X talk, no. Instagram adding friend, no. On the first date.
Okay, now this one I didn't think was too bad. It might bother some people, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah, so her phone did go off on loud in the middle of the date, which, I mean, again, that's not a deal breaker, but I did make the conscious effort to put my phone on silent and do not disturb because I was sort of paranoid about that happening myself.
Yep. I actually thought that I had put it on silent, but clearly I didn't. So, I did get the phone out and I turned it straight off. So.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't bother me.
That wouldn't bother me either.
Yeah. What if they took the call?
Oh, I don't think if they took the call, if they were on their phone. Yeah. Like if it's actually on the table and it's facing up and they reply back to messages, then that would be.
Mm. Yeah, that I wouldn't like that either. But yeah, I definitely turned it off for sure.
And it was just an oversight that you hadn't in the first place.
Yeah, definitely.
Date's going well. Yeah, he looks all right. Yeah, he looks okay. Was it someone checking in?
No, I can't even remember what the phone call was about, to be honest.
Do you remember the guy on Million Dollar Listing and he used to get, which I thought was really cute at first, but it was every date that he went on, he used to get his mum to call and he would be talking to her so lovely and I just like really love my mum and everyone would go, that's sweet. And then you realise he did it on every single date. It was his strategy.
Yeah. Awkward.
All right.
You doing that mum thing again? Yep, good. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. Well done, mate.
Okay, now this is... the most interesting one out of the entire date?
And we were mixed on it.
Okay.
Whether we agreed it was good or not.
Okay.
So I guess with the drinking, she did power through the wine a lot faster than I was certainly getting through my beer. So I could certainly see if the date was to progress a bit longer and for several hours, that could go downhill quite quickly, which, again, that could be hilarious. It could equally be not good.
Okay, in my defence, he had a schooner. I had a glass of wine, okay? I swear it takes a lot longer to get through a schooner than a glass of wine.
That's true.
See, it's interesting. I have never, ever thought about on a date maintaining that you're on the same level.
Yeah.
And I've never, ever heard it from his perspective of going, if it was going to continue for a few hours, you would be on different levels and that might have been a concern for for him. But I've never thought of it because I'd be the same as you.
Yeah, I think as well, you know, being a little bit nervous, being on a first date, I think I was just like, sip, sip, sip.
There was a moment, we've got some audio here when there was a decision on whether you were going to drink up or not. Let's have a listen.
You're drinking that very slow compared to me.
That's all good.
I'm thinking I might get another one, maybe.
Oh, please, ballmans.
Would you like another one?
Oh, look, I'm probably good for the moment.
You good?
Yeah.
Well, hurry up. Just drink your bloody beer, all right?
I do sound like I was trying to twist his arm, that's for sure.
Hey. Do you think that was valuable, though?
Yeah, I definitely think that would be valuable for sure to, you know, watch how much you're drinking on a date for sure. But, you know, one or two wines, I think that's...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, there you go. Good luck out there.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, I definitely will take that feedback on board for sure.
Great.
If anyone else wants a bit of feedback as well, all you got to do is hit us up at b105.com.au or register right now on our Facebook page. Just search Stav, Abby and Matt. There it is. First date feedback.
Jake is one of the people that did answer. Jake, you're 28 years of age. What was the last date that you went on?
Probably back in February.
And did you think it went well?
I thought it went reasonably well, yeah.
And did you maybe ask or get asked for a second date and didn't proceed?
Yeah, it didn't really proceed after that. I asked for a second date and sort of didn't happen.
And you do. You get cut, don't you? You just want to kind of go, what was the reason?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Are women usually worried to give you a reason? What's the general answer? I wasn't feeling it, or?
I think it's the awkwardness around it as well, to say that you're not the right one for me.
Yeah, right.
And I reckon, I don't know, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Have you ever been told that you're too much of a nice guy?
Yeah. Definitely.
Isn't that annoying?
I would say that because I think a lot of, maybe girls that are quite immature would say that because growing up, then they realise that the nice guys are the ones that they want to settle down. But at the moment, it would be hard. You just seem like a really well presented.
Don't call him a nice guy. He doesn't want to hear that.
Don't verbally slap him like that.
And a guy that you could take home to the parents.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, okay. That's better. Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
All right, you're a good-looking fella as well, so there's, you know, no issues there. We sent you out with McKeely. Now, this was pretty much set up exactly. You knew you were going out. This wasn't going to go any further to a second date. McKeely was going to go in there, date you, and then give you some constructive feedback so you know things that you might need to work on next time you're out on the dating scene. So, McKeely, what were the sort of first impressions, the things that you picked up?
Like, overall, the date was fantastic. You were on time, you dressed so nicely, you smiled, you complimented me, you were a perfect gentleman.
Are you saying it was hard to critique, in all honesty?
Because
I know you
so
went in there
to
trying
critique.
To do, right, trying to find things.
Yes, I actively went into this trying to be so objective and just really try and give you something you could take away. And it was hard. One of the things that did stand out, though, was that, like, you poor thing, you knocked the table with your elbows like 6 times. not just like a little tap, like it was a bit of a fair knock.
So is that nerves?
Yeah, I was very nervous.
Yeah. And doing this as well would make it even more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was the only thing, was maybe just be more aware of your space. But otherwise, like, you did such a good job. Like, it was really hard to sort of pick why there isn't a second date normally.
In saying that, though, you did want some feedback.
Correct.
So would you like to know a few points that you might be able to work on to secure a second date?
Yeah, definitely.
All That'd right. be great. Okay. Well, hang tight. The first thing is keep those elbows to yourself, champion.
Know your height, mate.
When we come back, there were some things that you did and you probably don't even realise there was something that made you seem rude that you probably aren't aware of either.
You had fun, didn't you?
It's an experience, but it was good.
It was good. Okay, good. Yeah. Very diplomatic.
28 years old. You're a professional, good-looking fella. You dress nicely. From the outside, looking in, you should have a lovely girl.
You should be married.
Yeah.
All right, settle down, guys.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Do you feel like you're at that point in your life where you should be there now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking to settle down and do the family thing eventually.
Mm. Yeah. Now, McKinley went on a date with you. She's that professional, we're saying. And she was saying that there was so much positive in it and she found it really hard to find anything for you to improve on. But there's a few different points that holding up a mirror, you might not actually realise that you're doing and how it comes across. We've talked about the elbows, which that's fine. That's easy to work on. But what's some of the other points that you notice?
So dating is all about the one percenters, especially in that first date for impressions. So I always make a point, because I'm super friendly, as you found out yesterday, always thanking waiters and acknowledging them when they come around and whatnot. And not that you didn't do that, but it was just that I know that every time when the waiter brought round and filled up our water or dropped our food, and I would say, thank you so much. And then you didn't.
Mm.
And it was only just not it like it's you did do it, but it because I did it every single time. And then there were times that you were silent. I was like, oh, like maybe
you
I'm yeah, yeah, maybe I'm being too much right now.
Did you even notice that though? Because you would have been quite into, I guess, McKinley rather than noticing people around you.
Yeah, I sort of say cheers a lot as well.
Cheers is fine.
Cheers is good. Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's bizarre that girls look at that.
Yeah, because you think that the way that they treat waiters and taxi drivers is how they would treat people. They're not just trying to impress you. They're generally that person.
That's it. Yeah. That, like, it's because you're on a date with someone, you know that they are there to impress you.
Right.
So you like whatever they're going to say, they could be just agreeing with you, but they want you on side. But it's how they treat other people that they don't need to be impressing at that time.
Well,
that
I'm really
a girl would never go on another date if a guy was rude to a waiter.
No.
Well, we've got some audio here of how that went.
Thank you so much.
Just let me know when about you're talking.
Perfect. Thank you. Did you want to have a quick look or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
It's a small one, isn't it?
But it's important. It's a good one. You can take that on board. That's pretty easy, right?
Yeah, it should be easy to fix.
Yeah.
Imagine that someone walks past and not even looking at you. Thank you! Thank you so much!
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
You're all doing a great job, everybody.
See, you can't go too far in the other direction.
All right, that's a great one. What else did you pick up?
We did have that one as well. So, yeah, so personalities. It really threw me when you told me you're an introvert.
Mm.
Only because I did not get that vibe from you at all. You spoke so well and the conversations that we had were so easy, like you were like you didn't have to work too hard. And so when you as soon as you said you're an introvert, me being extremely extroverted, I thought, okay, great, like I'll have to
lift, I'll have
to carry this, like I wanna make you comfortable, I don't wanna overwhelm you. And so I would just say, depending on who you're on a date with next, maybe drop that out.
Don't mention it.
Don't mention it. Mm. Depending on how the date is going. If the conversation's flowing and we're having a great time, just leave it.
Why do you say you're an introvert?
Oh, I am. I had to hype myself up the whole day.
Because you're quite nervous, you don't feel comfortable in your scenario. But I think...
But then the date was so good.
But do you think by saying that you're... And do you think by telling people straight out that you're an introvert, then the pressure is taken off you?
Yeah.
Mm. See, I'm with McKinley. I always go, oh, okay, so he wants to be like that and I need to work harder. Right. Where I'm so okay with whatever you're giving me, you don't need to put a label on it.
Interesting.
So should he walk in and be like, all right, darling, sit back. I'm going to just roll this whole thing out for you.
Everything you did yesterday was exactly what you need to be doing. It's just if... if it's working and it's happening naturally, just let it be. Mm. If you're forcing it or it feels off, then you can say, look, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit nervous, or, you know, give her that explanation. But I didn't get that vibe from you, so I don't think you need to mention that.
Back yourself.
Having said that, there is some audio here I want to play, and it was around the conversation. You felt like it was a bit of an interrogation at times as well.
Yes. So how long have you been in Brisbane now?
So I was in Brisbane for about 3 years.
What would be your favourite code or like type of sport?
I like cricket, yeah, I play cricket.
Do you play cricket?
I really enjoy the cricket.
So you want more expansion on answers?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, or him asking more questions as well?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of, so this is what my takeaway was from yesterday, was I don't see why you don't get a second date based on you were the perfect gentleman, like I had such a nice time, but I felt that like you need to drive the conversation a little bit. You're looking for someone whose values are going to align with yours. And we got on easy because sport was just like big box ticked. Like I can talk about that for like all day long.
Yes, you can.
But like, you even admitted yourself, like that's not common. So you need to drive the conversation to find what else, what other topic you would have in common with this person so that you can talk freely like you did with me yesterday. Mm. Because if it's not sport and it's something else, I think we were talking about like chess, for example. If it's chess, then like great.
Bad example. Do not talk to a girl about chess.
Wait. Queen's Gambit, man. That's hot.
I would also point out that chess is a sport, so it's not really.
what do you think about that, Jake? Can you take some of those points on air, points on board and see where she's coming from?
Yeah, definitely. That's it's something I'm still trying to work on.
Yeah.
Just as a person in general.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Jake, thank you.
We appreciate
for coming
it.
In.
Well, I'd just like to say thanks as well.
Mm. Oh, good on you, mate. Yeah. Very good. Let's play Alpha Box, guys. 13, 10, 60.
We have Jane in this morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're 39 years of age. You're in marketing.
I am.
And I don't know how to say this without saying it rude. Everyone that's come in seems so amazing and someone that would have...
What's wrong with you, Jane?
No, would have a partner. But explain what happened and the last time you went on a date besides this one.
The last time I went on a date was Friday night.
Okay.
It was fun. It was absolutely so much fun. The guy, he's just... I think he's still in love with his ex.
All right.
That old chestnut. Mm-hmm. He's only very fresh out of his relationship, about 2 or 3 months. So it's like, okay.
So it's fine. You're like, well, we went on one date, but why did you go on the first one if you weren't ready?
Yeah.
So you're going on a lot of first dates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and even you're doing first date feedback on other guys. You're like, still in love with the ex.
Nah. I'm like an expert at this whole thing. But it's just so transactional.
Yeah.
It's so like, you know, you don't just organically meet someone. It's like, you know, it's an interview.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's just an interview. Like even with Chris on Wednesday, was it Wednesday? I don't know. Lovely guy, but it's like, what are your hobbies? What are your interests?
Right.
Yeah, and as single parents, the first question you ask is, how often do you have your children and what weekend do you have them?
Right.
If it doesn't match up,
it's done.
Really?
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Ah. Yeah.
Because you can't change it.
No.
It's funny, isn't it? Sometimes you feel like going, can we just give all those stats before we go on the first date?
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work out. But still you're trying to be, I guess, the nice version of yourself, the flirty version of yourself, but yet you've got all that information in the background.
I warn people that I'm really cheeky and inappropriate. So it's like, this is me. I'm not going to try and do the whole best behaviour type of thing.
So have you had a guy say to you before, oh, no, I don't have my kids on the weekend. I don't want to be with someone who's got their kids on the weekend. That's my time. Like, are they that upfront about it?
No, it's if your weekends don't match.
Yeah, okay.
So it's, I'm not really...
Because then you won't have a weekend alone.
Mm.
Yeah, so you can't, you don't want to introduce your children to someone straight away.
Oh, of course.
So if I've got my children this weekend and they haven't, then I can't see them.
Yep.
And I'm not going to take my children along.
Yeah, naturally.
I don't have babysitters available all the time. And so, that's one of the first things you ask as a single parent.
And that's fair enough. Your kids come first.
Yeah. Okay, so we sent you on a date with a guy named Chris and he's got some feedback. Now, this is generally, it's little things that people learn about themselves that they didn't even know that they were doing. So it'd be interesting to see if you're aware of this. We'll give you your first piece of feedback, and there's more to come in just a second. So this was his first sort of visual spotting of you, okay?
She was quite nervous, and she admitted that up front. I guess we all are on first dates. The way it showed probably most was in her hands in terms of lots of neck touching, lots of, I guess, sort of
wringing her hands. That made me feel a bit nervous, and I guess a bit more self-conscious about, oh gosh, how can I make this situation a bit easier? No one knows often what their sort of telltale signs are until it's brought to your attention.
That's true.
What do you think of that?
That was so true. Before, because my hands started to go really sweaty.
Yeah.
I think he was a bit younger than me.
Right.
And he wanted to have children. And so that kind of just, I automatically went, his uterus is closed to business. So it's made its babies.
So you were going to get up and walk away.
I was like, and I'm, you know, you've got to move.
Gorgeous.
Oh my God, I love that saying. His uterus is closed for business.
So that kind of put me off. Like, and he was so lovely. And I knew that he was just, it was.
So then you've got all this going on in the back of your mind, and it starts to show.
Yeah. Because we would have thought that that would be a nervous trait of yours, and maybe coming in here you'd do it, but you haven't done that.
See, I'm spotting it just then when you started talking about your hands are going up.
Maybe it's just uterus chat.
Yeah.
I do that a lot anyway. I get called like the praying mantis because I'm like, oh.
I think what he's saying there though is. He knew you were nervous, so put it.
Made him nervous.
He didn't know how to ease you.
Yeah,
like, and you can't say to a woman.
It was his job to try and do that as well, which was lovely. And he's like, "Oh,
yeah." Like, you can't say you're flapping about. You look nervous. It's okay. I want to be here.
Back to say it.
Yeah. You know, like, it's a hard thing to say. So, look, that's the first piece. He's got a couple of other bits in here that are very interesting. There was something that you said that I think he found it could be borderline offensive.
Yeah, I know what it was.
We've just been chatting to you in the studio, and you are so fun to hang out with. You are.
Thanks.
But you have put yourself forward for going, look, I'd like to know what impression I'm giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Because I think it's also hard to in a first date, isn't it? Because your quirks, your friends and people who know you understand, but like when you're meeting someone for the first time, I guess you're both judging each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
On face value.
What is it?
Very quirky.
Like to date someone that doesn't have kids then? Because you were talking about that before and how difficult it is.
I have dated some guys that don't have kids and they're generally very set in their ways. That's, you know.
Broad generalization.
Yeah.
Like they don't have to worry about, they don't consider the fact that I can't just drop everything and go out or they, you know, they've just got their own lives and that's it because they don't have to have all those, you know, what it's like to have kids.
Yeah.
It's, you've got so many responsibilities.
I got friends without kids like that. You want to hang out tonight? I need about 2 weeks' notice for that kind of behaviour.
Ask me next year.
Yeah.
So we're going to play you some audio of a moment in the date. Okay. So this one right now was right at the start and I can, and then we'll get Chris to explain to you why he found it strange. And it was when you were ordering drinks.
I'm fine with the water, thank you.
Sure.
Oh, I'll have a glass of wine, actually, just on the nerves. I wasn't going to.
Chardonnay.
A Riesling?
I'll go Stonewood, please.
Stonewood?
Thank you.
Cool.
Did you say Stonewood?
Sorry?
Did you say soda water or Stonewood?
Stonewood.
Oh, I thought you said soda water and then went Stonewood. I was like, okay.
So you were going to order a water. Why were you going to order water and then you changed to wine?
Because it's the middle of the work day. I don't generally drink while I'm at work.
Okay, right.
That's fair enough.
Mm. Here was his feedback as to why it was a bit strange.
So when it came to ordering drinks, she hesitated and defaulted to water. That's totally fine. Not everyone's a drinker. She did seem to choose wine under duress, but I think water to me would signify that I'm a bit uncomfortable in this situation / I don't potentially want to be here for particularly long. A lunch date probably not is in that sort of in-between territory because it's not quite a coffee date. It's not quite a dinner. An alcoholic drink, a wine, a beer, or even a coffee or a tea, that to me would say I'm here for the duration. I'm invested in this. Let's sit down and chat.
What do you think about that?
I would never have thought of it that way. It was just the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I had to go back to work. I had a meeting with my boss. So.
But it's interesting though, isn't it? Because a lot of the things that he's picking up is after a certain point, you didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And that's what's true. If you kind of go, oh, he wants kids. I don't want kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's get a water and let's wrap this up.
I've left dates before.
Yeah, but that's fine. Like you're actually at that point where you go, you don't want to waste time. Is that being true?
No.
Like
I was really excited to
be
there.
Okay,
I think the situation more than anything
And I got told that he was amazing and lovely, so I was really excited to chat to him.
Yeah.
But it was just a daytime thing. You had to get back to work. Yeah. Okay. Maybe like a lemonade. Maybe something.
But that's, he said coffee there, so I guess it's all perception. Like if a coffee went down, he'd be like, oh, she's digging this. She's sticking around.
And that's the thing about the spotlight that you're under. The things that you're doing that you're not even aware of are being read completely differently by the person across the table from you. It's so difficult.
I did hear you whisper then that you've left a date before. Why did you get up and walk out on a date?
He was drunk and he drove there. And I was really nervous. Because he was just, I was like 15 minutes in and it was about 8 o'clock at night. And yeah, he was really drunk, like slurring and his eyes were closed. And I actually went up to the bartender and said, I need some help. I think this guy's really drunk and he's going to drive. He drove here. And the guy was so young. And I went back to the table and the guy came up and he's like, oh, I need to cut you off. Mm. He's like, why? He's like, oh, she said.
I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And I just got up and walked off.
Oh my God.
That, you've done the right thing in that situation.
James, this is just.
Oh my God.
Oh,
well, I didn't realise there was so many more layers.
I think we might have to go back and maybe just take over Jane's Tinder profile and work with that, because that might be problems with the swipes.
All right, last piece of feedback here. This is right at the end of the date, and this is the one I think that it got him off guard a little bit.
Something that was touched on, and it did actually catch me off guard, we were talking about dating TV shows, and she brought up ghosting and was really for it in terms of that's why we have ghosting, to avoid those awkward situations. That caught me off guard. So I guess talking about ghosting in a positive light, and it sort of very much opens up the consideration that that could happen to me after this date.
Are you a ghoster?
She is in tears. You are, cannot stop laughing.
It was brought up because... We were talking about that TV show First Dates and how when you sit at the end, you go, would you like to see this person again? And you awkwardly sit there going, yeah, no. And I'm like, see, if you didn't, that's why ghosting is invented. So you didn't have to have those awkward conversations of someone going, are you going to see that person again?
I think his advice is, if you're going to ghost, don't tell people you're going to ghost. Like, just
well,
ghost.
I'm an excellent ghost. Don't worry about that.
God, no, you're like the waiter will come over and go, she's going to ghost you later.
Hey, look, great to meet you.
You too.
There's
you're
a few
amazing.
Points to work on. Good luck out there. You seem like you deserve love. I hope you find it.
Thank you.
Good on you, Jane. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Imagine putting yourself in Josh's shoes. He's 27 years of age. He's a real estate agent. He's come in here and he said, yes, that's fine. You can give me some honest first date feedback. It's fine to go on the date, but then after you realise you're going to be...
Critiqued.
Mm. How are you feeling, Josh?
I don't know.
I'm
a bit nervous to hear what obviously it's going to what's going to be said over radio, that's for sure.
How long have you been single for?
Late October last year.
Okay. A while.
Late October.
Late October last year. After a 5-year relationship.
Wow, 5 years. Mm. That's a long time. So you haven't really probably had the experience of a lot of first dates.
Oh, no, a few.
A few?
Yeah, okay. A few, yeah.
What I love about you today, and we've gone through the audio, obviously, and checked it before we put you on, I love that you were being yourself, and I think there's a lot of nerves involved because there's a few things here that I think you'll be shocked by. But I think at the same time, you were, in a first date, do you like to try and just go all in and give everything of who you're going to be so they know straight away?
Yes and no. I guess you just got to feel the conversation, feel the room, I guess.
Yep.
You know, so you don't want to give, obviously, too much because then you've got to leave. Sorry.
He came in, he had a loud voice, and now I've put him on air. He's a bit like, I'm going to leave the room.
But no, obviously, you want to leave enough for date number two.
That's true.
So. Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to kick things off here first. This is the first bit of feedback.
Oh, great.
From Akilah, who we sent you out with. And I think this is one... Would this be one that girls notice straight away, Abs?
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
He'd swear and then he'd go, oh, excuse my French. I personally didn't mind. I didn't find him offensive. But if you're going to apologise for it over and over and over again, either run with it and own it and that's how you're going to speak, or apologise and then stop speaking that way.
Yeah, I think my mum who's listening and maybe my dad are going to wash my mouth.
Here's the thing with swearing.
Yeah.
It can be, I mean, the boys will be honest, I'm a bit of a swearer, but yes. I do know my audience. Yeah. So I'm not going to, I'll swear if I'm hanging out with Maddie and Stav.
Like a sailor.
But I'm saying, like, I think be on your best behaviour because swearing can be quite jarring because it's still those words that stand out. So you're like, oh, are you trying to shock me? Or is this something that you're not going to be able to stop if I take you home to my parents?
Yeah, fair call.
Fair call?
Fair call, yeah.
We've actually got audio of you swearing throughout the date. So this will give you an opportunity. This is you sitting on the other side of the table to yourself.
She is an absolute angel. We both had our ordered.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you live in nowhere. No offense.
But again, the other thing there, though, too, is if you are a swearer, yeah, I don't know if you want to cover it up because then the second time, like when you start relaxing, they'll be like, oh, I didn't know that about you know, so get it out there.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's saying. Don't apologise for swearing if you're a swearer. Just say, I swear a lot. Are you offended by it? And if they say yes, then stop. But if they're like, no, it's fine, rip in.
I think you can tell whether they're doing it. That would be my clues. Yeah, if someone is not swearing, then don't swear.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're going to play a song. And when we come back, we're not going to lie, Josh. When we found out this bit of feedback,
we all went, no way.
Oh, no.
No. We would all die if someone did this to us on a date.
Really?
Oh. Mm. Oh, no.
Is this my cue to leave?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Josh is 27. He's a real estate agent. He's probably regretting it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a pause.
To say the least.
Character building, mate. You're going to walk out of here today and then you're going to be like, right, now I have some things to work towards.
Because have you been on a date and then you thought it's gone well, reached out for a second and they've said no?
Honestly, no.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Wow. Mm. All right. Okay.
I'm pretty happy with that. That's why I walked out yesterday thinking, actually,
that went pretty well.
Really well. And then to hear that first on the bat, think, oh.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be the last thing. That's for sure.
Well, the first one was swearing, which I think is quite easy to fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one is, of course, you've been in a relationship before. Mm. And I think it always comes up, the chat about past relationships, especially at the age.
Yeah.
And this was Makili's feedback.
How they treat other people, how they speak about other people is very important. The same way that he spoke about his mother, loved that. But then you go in the next breath and talk negatively about another woman who has been so prevalent, like, in your life. It's hard to get a judge on him and how he deals with other people and how he treats other people based on what he's given me in this date.
So did you have a bad breakup with the ex? It wasn't.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
See, that's really hard, isn't it?
It was.
Because
I did say in the day that we came back. After,
you came back?
Yeah, after 7-8 months, we came back and...
And have worked it out?
I wouldn't say worked it out. She's in with another fella now.
Okay,
but we just put everything on the table to say, you know.
Yeah.
I'll say to anything, which is what my nana always taught me. Never say anything bad about an ex-employer and never say anything bad about an ex. Okay. Might be the case.
Mm.
But never say it.
Very, very guilty.
Yeah. And it's hard because there's so much hurt.
No, of course.
And you're being honest with it, but it's a reflection of you, not the other person.
Very true.
The positive in there, though, is she loved how you spoke about your mum and your family.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, my mother's an angel. She's probably listening right now. She's an absolute angel.
See, that is beautiful.
Absolute angel. Yeah.
And that's important. And I think a lot of men don't do that. Like, they're not comfortable with expressing that.
I probably haven't done it enough. Which is probably, she's going to be saying, yeah, that's for damn sure. Yeah. That's for damn sure.
Right, you want to know the one that nearly killed us all?
Not really. Yeah, let's go.
Okay, now this was, I think it just would have created a very awkward situation, is all.
Oh.
And I don't think you intended to do that, but let's hear it from Akili.
I've ordered my food. The waitress has asked me first. He let me order first. That's all great. What would you like, sir? Oh, nothing for me.
You didn't order any food.
Yeah.
You sat there and watched her eat a chicken schnitzel.
Honestly, that's a bad thing, but when everyone asks me about that, what was
wrong with you? You cannot stand and watch someone eat.
It was for an hour, but...
I know, exactly!
I was more keen on the rum and coke, to be completely honest with you.
Let's play you the moment then. This is the moment that you guys ordered. And it wasn't just that you didn't order any food. This is it.
Can I just grab the chicken schnitzel, please? Is that okay?
I'm going to say no. I'm happy with rum, if that's okay.
No worries.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you very much.
You sat there and smashed the black rats. Well, she smashed a chicken schnitzel.
No one wants to have someone watch them eat. Yeah. The whole thing about a date and you're eating is they're eating too. Because sometimes you feel, like the boys even say that they feel uncomfortable eating in front of someone because they don't know what they look like.
Oh, I eat like I'm in prison. I creep over my plate and shovel it in.
But you just weren't, I mean, I know you probably had meetings and stuff.
Yeah, oh, I mean, look, it was a packed day yesterday. Mm. And then to try to fit that 1 hour slot.
It was just hard work.
Oh, it was, you know, and I just thought, stuff it. I might. After yesterday, I just definitely needed a drink.
I guess if you're going for a drink, have a drink.
Yeah.
If you're going for lunch, eat lunch.
Yeah. For ordering drinks, like, it did sound, this thing, I think the problem was you sounded super keen to get on the drinks.
Love a lemon lime bitters, please. Lime bitters? Yes, thank you.
Anything for you?
Can I get a rum and coke, please?
Hey.
Sure, please. You sure don't want a drink?
No, I might. No, I'm all good.
Do you fancy wine?
No, I'm a rum and coke girl also.
Get her a rum and coke, please. Get her a rum and coke.
Get her a rum and coke. Go get her a rum and coke.
Are there things that you could take back on board, though?
Stop swearing. That's a damn sure.
Yeah.
Just order a schnitty, push it around the plate. Don't really eat it. Just pretend.
Oh, I mean, the way to combat that one, I would say you could have gone, I'm not going to get anything, but are you going to get something?
Because then that
gives her the ability to go, actually, if you're not going to eat, I won't eat either, you know? Yeah. So, but yeah, she'd already ordered. She actually said to us, I would have taken it back if I could, so I didn't have to sit there and eat.
Poor Killy.
She'll live. She's got a free schnitzel.
I was going to say, she's got a free schnitzel.
It's not that bad.
That's not a baggie.
Mate, legend, good on you.
Thanks
you,
a lot.
You put yourself out there. Not a lot of people would do that, so good on you. If you want to be a part of it, First Date Feedback, there is a lot of fun involved as well. Register Stav, Abby and Matt on Facebook.
Elizabeth, who's 35 years of age in marketing, you're not on the dating websites?
No, I'm not on any dating apps, actually.
Were you and it was a disaster, or you've just made that conscious decision not to?
No, I just made the decision not to. Okay. Yeah, I think it makes me nervous, like, putting yourself out there. Plus, all your friends can see you're on there too. So.
You're worried that someone you know swipe on you?
And I don't know, maybe. Like,
that means that you've got a screenshot from one of your friends going, hey, have you seen who's on here before?
Well, that would be awkward, wouldn't it, if someone swipes on you and then, or if you don't swipe on them, then they would know that.
Yeah, and then what if you don't, I don't even know how you do it.
Like what if you don't do a match?
Yeah, and then you don't do it back, and then you see them one day and it's a bit
So the
awkward.
Last time you met someone and went on a date, how did you meet them?
I probably met them through a friend from work, I'd say. Yeah.
Old school. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I think it's, for me, I've had like a long history of relationships, so this is the longest time I've been single actually, like my whole life. So,
you're a monkey bar relationship person?
What, like swing from bench to bench?
Grab the next one, then let go of the last one. You're just constantly...
Maybe. She's been very lucky to find the people at the right time.
How long have you been single now?
2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, and you've struggled to get past the first date, which is what this segment is all about.
I haven't had that many dates in the last 2 years, if I'm totally honest.
Okay.
I think...
Hard because you get out of it, I guess it is a skill really, so to speak. And if you get really nervous because you haven't had the experience with it must
even
be hard.
Like even yesterday it was a different experience for me. I haven't had one of those for a while, so
We sent you and Chris off to the Lord Alfred there on Caxton Street. Great spot for a first date.
Yeah,
if
lovely.
You want to go there somewhere nice and relaxed. We've got the feedback here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I'm ready, but yeah, sure, let's do it.
You'll be.
Let's see. I think I've got some things that I know, but let's see what he says.
Okay. Today. Okay. So here's the first thing he noticed. This was the very first impression because you were there first, and then he walked in.
Oh, right. Here we go.
Here's what he says.
When I first walked in, it was a bit of an awkward / uncomfortable greeting, or just lack of one, I guess. I went in thinking there might have been a hug or some sort of exchange, but she stayed seated, so I was sort of hanging around awkwardly waiting for a cue. Then I went to sit down and then she stood up and then went to shake my hand, but it's like, no, let's hug. It's like, okay, I was thinking we're going to hug. It sort of set the tone of the date that I knew was potentially going to be a little awkward from there forward.
So true. Oh my God. It was funny because I was sitting down and I was like, oh, do I get up? Do I shake hands? Is he a hugger? Like, I was fully thinking about all
think
that
COVID
stuff in
times,
my head.
I shouldn't hug.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think that even crossed my mind. It was more just, it was that awkward, like, oh my God,
what do I do? Do you shake hands? Do I hug you? Like, and I'm totally a hugger. So,
what do you guys want? Because I'd do a kiss on the cheek. Like, I'd get up and do it like a half hug kiss.
I would like that. Yeah, I think that would, because if you don't stand up at all, my first instance would be she's repulsed by me. You want distance.
Yeah, I think like, it was like that the nerves took over. Because normally I would have been like, get up, but it's just,
How? I guess the question is, how would you feel if you came in second and he didn't bother to stand
up? Yeah, totally. Totally agree. Because I sat there for a couple of seconds and I was like, oh my God, get up. Like, get up. What are you doing, girl? You know?
Well, that's good advice.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Dating would be so much easier if you could just take away all the nerves of it.
Oh, completely.
Oh, it would be so easy.
So much easier. Yeah.
It is what it is, right? I think we all feel the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come back. There are two more pieces of advice.
Okay.
One of them, if it happened to me personally, I'd be shattered.
Oh, God.
And I think anyone would be.
Okay.
Oh, that makes me nervy, but yeah.
Yeah. Do you reckon, because we know what it is. Would guys be more shattered or girls be more shattered by
it? I don't think guys would notice as much. Like, I mean, if a guy did it, I can understand how a guy would be upset.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll play it to you. It's after this.
We've got Elizabeth, who's 35 years of age, looks about 20, works in marketing. You went on a date with Chris last night, and your first feedback was you didn't stand up to greet him, and you can take that on board.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think it's just the nerves thing that kicked in, but yeah.
At least you'll never do that again now.
Yeah,
you're just jump right.
Do that again. And do you know what? I don't think I've ever done that before, so it's weird.
Right.
And
it's that thing too, that small thing that can set the rest of the date on a bit of a skiff.
Yeah. Yeah, I did laugh. I did try and laugh it off. I tend to do that, you know, smile through the nerves and whatever, so.
I reckon a good thing is to say, rather than say, are you a hugger or a handshaker, you just say who you are. Go, I'm a hugger. Get in here.
Yeah, but I do that. How many awkward conversations have I had where I'm hugging them and their hands are down by their side?
Took me a while to get used to.
Yeah, you did it all the time.
Well, when they say let go, I'd say that's probably a good indicator.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's two more pieces of feedback here for you. This one, and I think this would be nerves as well, but I can see how from another person's perspective, they might think, why are they doing that? Have a listen.
So the conversation was a bit awkward in that we kept talking over the top of each other. I'd find that if she asked me a question as I was trying to answer, I guess be often sort of interrupted with yep, which I guess is her buying into the conversation, but equally almost like pushing me to finish or wrapping up the conversation.
Yeah, wow. I don't know if I was, I think I was like agreeing or.
Yeah, we've got audio of it, so let's have a listen to see.
Here we go, guys.
Yeah. It took me about 6 months to actually sort of get my foot in the door.
Yeah.
And then haven't really looked back.
Yeah, okay.
On behalf of my clients.
Yeah. That's terrible to hear back. But I think when you're in person, like I was making eye contact, so I don't think I was trying to hurry him up, but.
You're agreeing with him.
I kind of see, I can see both sides here.
Yeah. I know in interviews with celebrities that I'm nervous to interview. I always do that.
Yeah.
Totally. I know what you're talking about.
When I started on radio and someone pulled me aside and said, dude, you say a lot and you don't hear it yourself. And then someone points it out and you listen back, you say all the time. It was so annoying. The nervous tics, you know. Yeah. Everyone does it.
Yep.
Yeah, love that for me.
What is it? Maybe questions then? If when someone's speaking, if you ask more questions about what
possibly.
They're talking about?
I mean, I know myself I was thinking about it last night, like, I stopped asking questions because I was just thinking, what else do I need to say? And then, like, what else
You're
can
in
I
your
ask?
Head a lot.
Yeah, I was totally in my head.
Okay.
Something to learn from, though.
Last piece of feedback.
Okay.
He wasn't sure whether you did or not, so we're going to need your honesty here. Ooh. And if you did,
it's fine.
Matt would be offended. I think I would be okay.
I'd be devastated.
He's even devastated if I do it to him.
Oh,
yes, okay. And she does quite often,
all the time,
quite often. Yeah. But you don't even try to hide it. Whereas I think you tried to hide this. The question is, did you yawn?
My God! Do you know what? I went into the office and they said to me, "I heard you might like. Did you yawn?" And I was like, "What?"
All right, well, we've got the audio.
I don't think so.
Let's take it to the moment.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's a yawn.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. 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 A bit tough.
So, did you...
Was it not when I picked up a wine glass and then, like, went,
You might have. It might have been,
sounded like,
no, it was, I don't think I yawned.
That was a conversation mover along it. Mm.
Can I get to this why before I yawn?
I don't know. I actually don't recall. I don't believe I yawned.
Yeah, no.
This is going to be
the jury's
such
out
a
on
joke,
that one.
Though. Oh, my God.
But I guess what Maddie's saying, bad if it was, he would take it. You'd get offended that the conversation was boring.
Oh, yeah, totally. I get that.
There's only one other place where you could yawn that would make it worse.
Mm.
Think you know.
Oh, right.
That. Now, just be careful of that.
Is everybody else, trying very hard not to yawn at the moment because I'm struggling?
No.
Is there a nervous yawn? Is that a thing?
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't think I did it.
Oh, Dad does it all of us yawn every time he feels uncomfortable with the conversation.
That is not true at all.
When Stav's about to lie as well.
Yes.
Stav yawns when he's going to lie because he has to think, he needs that couple of seconds to be like, how much can I bend the truth and get away with it?
Do you know what I think is more concerning about the audio is that, that sounded like, was I interested?
Yeah, right.
In what you just said?
Mm. Yeah.
I think
good
for
job.
You,
good job, hey?
I think the main takeaway, though, for you is to just relax and get out of your own head. It's all these things are stemming from you just being so nervous about it.
Story of my life.
And nap before the date.
Yeah, in your head, yeah.
Nap before the date.
Yeah.
Hey, good on you. If you want to go along, the Lord Alfred are putting on these dates. The food there is amazing. Get on to our Facebook page, Stav, Abby and Matt. We're looking for a guy in his 40s.
Mm.
We've got a lady lined up. If you're a man in your 40s and you're single, you want some feedback.
We'll do early 50s.
Yeah. Why not?
60.
No.
90, whatever. No. We're looking for a bloke. Get onto our Facebook page now. B105's The Chosen One. $20,000 up for grabs right now, though, if you enjoy Gin, your favourite TV show first aired in the 90s. And you've been to the Coffee Club. 13 10 60. Get on the phone. If it's you, if it sounds like someone you know, it is time to claim your money right here at B105.